Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. We're live from the Coronavirus Studios in Quarantine Central. That's right, folks. Steak. It's what's for dinner, because we want to kill the environment, so we're going to have steak. I don't know about you, but we're going to kill the environment. Actually, if you want to damage the environment, get an electric car. All the cobalt and all that crap they have to mine, all the toxicity and all that crap. You need to, like, say you're getting an electric car for all the reasons why they want to get rid of, like, gas-powered cars. You know how toxic the cobalt and lithium is and stuff? Those batteries aren't recyclable, man. That's why I'm doing it, man. Now, when they catch fire, man, the toxicity, woo, all those caustic fumes that get thrown into the air. Support, yeah. Okay, here we go. A woman is suing doctors that performed a double mastectomy on her age 16 for gender-affirming care because she's not really old enough to consent and all this crap. Well, I mean, this is part of what I was talking. I've talked about this, where people are going to come out and then, I think I'm a girl. And they have all this surgery done to transform them for like a 2-minute fad, basically, like a 2-year fad. I guarantee you, if I go to my niece, there's things she did when she was in high school that I did when I was in high school, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. This is who I am. Do I do that now? No, but if I would have done something to permanently alter me, because that's who I thought I was back then, imagine in high school if I would have gotten some of the tattoos I thought I would want. I'm glad I didn't get that stuff. You got poor Drew Barrymore. She deletes a tearful apology because she started her show up because, you know, because she's undermining the union solidarity of these actors that are striking, these writers and all this crap. I tell you what. Actor Russell Brand, if you don't know, he has a podcast, and he's come out very, very conservative. He's very much against these vaccines. He's very anti-woke. Dirty! He comes out anti-woke, and all of a sudden now, there's sexual assault allegations. I guess one of the women said, oh, yeah, I was with them. We had a great time. So what? What'd they do? They were hoping that they could get dirt. Like, oh, what did he do to you? And when she's like, oh, yeah, it was all consensual. We had a great time. It was awesome. Now that news outlet wants nothing to do with the lady. Oh, and wonderful gun-free, gun-control California, a deputy is ambushed and shot to death. Gotta love that gun-free zone. Gotta love that gun-control California. General Hospital star Billy Miller, 43 dies 2 days before his birthday. All these people are dying suddenly. I wonder why. If y'all remember the show Real Genius, the actor Gabriel Jarrett, who played, you know, your favorite character. Hey, Mitch. Remember Mitchie? Yeah, I guess he got busted in an underage sting operation. I was wanting to know where the parents were. Whatever. Trying to cop out. This is my first time. I've never done this before. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, geez, the same old story. I want to get into so much, so don't forget this, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Sam Hartanto from International Full Gospel Fellowship. I live in Bandung, Indonesia. And it's a pleasure to speak to you all today. Today's verse is taken from Psalm 34, verse 4 and 5. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This psalm was written by David when he pretended to be insane before Achish, a king of the Philistines. At this time, David was trapped. Saul was chasing him relentlessly behind him, and before him was a king of the enemy. But the question is, why would David go to the land of the Philistines in the first place? Perhaps he thought hiding in the land of Saul's enemy was a good idea to get away from his crazy father-in-law. That sounds like a very logical and strategic plan. But it could have been a better one. On the contrary, David had just created his pitfall, forcing him to act like a madman. But God is good, and his peace came to David. It was so encouraging that David concluded, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. Friends, often in life, especially in difficult times, we first seek innovative and promising ideas rather than God. And we might have more problems than before. Here's my invitation for you today. Let us first seek the Lord in our difficulties and challenges. The situation may not change automatically, but the promise is that he will deliver you from fear. And isn't that what we ultimately need to overcome our challenges? It also says that you will not only be delivered from fear, but also radiant and not covered in shame. You will have joy and confidence displayed from the inside out in overcoming your challenges. This is the strength of the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So friends, let us seek the Lord. Let us show God's light displayed through our countenance, not because we are free from problems and challenges, but because the Lord is with us. May God bless us all.
Think about that as you're going through your day, evening, or whenever you're watching this conversation, listening to it. I'm watching. It's funny because when you get an epiphany, you know it, you know. And isn't it funny how all these people, like when I'm not, it's like they loved Trump. As soon as it came out as conservative, pro-America, attacked like crazy. Look at Russell Brand. He's been very anti-woke, very anti-establishment, and all of a sudden women are saying that they're going against him and this and that. I just want to run for political office as a conservative just to see what they dig up on me. Whatever you find out about me, I'm sure it was true at the time. You know, I'm sure it, oh yeah, mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Woo! Man, let me tell you this. Oh, that bag of coke? Yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I inhaled. Let me tell you, man, I held it in. Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah, man. Whatever that was I ate, man, 8 hours later, I'm still like, hee-hee. Not like these, well, I did not inhale. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Come back, man. I don't remember. Probably I did. If I did, so what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be... Have fun. I'm going to be your honest mayor. I'll tell you like it is. Okay, folks. If you're wanting to save the earth, electric vehicle is not the way to do it. Okay? Gas. Fossil fuels. Coal. Natural gas. That's what produces the electricity. Yeah. You want those things? Yeah. You want to see that you want replications for slavery? Well, look at the cobalt mines and see the slavery that goes in to getting the cobalt for your precious electric vehicle. You know. Yeah, here in my county, we're going to put God first place. We're going to watch him work. Like my pastor does, he'll put a bet. Okay, if you pray about it and see where you want money to go and you give money to something, I'll come back to you in 6 months. And if you actually need money, if you had bills to pay and you couldn't pay those bills because of that money that you gave, he'll reimburse you. Guess what? He'll reimburse you. You know why? Because he's never had to. Because, like Ronald Reagan said in 1980, We are one nation under God, and if we forget that, then we're one nation gone under. You know, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we'll be one nation gone under. And that's where it's at. There's no morals or values anymore. Why do you think people rob and steal? There's no values anymore. There's no nothing. Go ahead. I remember when Glenn Beck showed those videos of gym class. It looked like an army obstacle course. They're climbing up a rope. They're going on like the monkey bars to go up and down, kind of like on a diagonal. So it was like one of those, what they call them now, they have like the American Gladiator where they do all the American Warrior, whatever show. I don't even watch it, but it's one of those like where they have to go through the obstacle course and all that stuff. Now it's like, I might chip a nail, so I can't go to gym class. Here's a note. Yeah, if you try to force me to do gym, even though I might break a nail, I'm going to sue. Yeah, in gym class, not any other time of the day, but during gym, I identify as a girl, so I need to get in the girls' locker room and undress with them, you know. The reason why I bring this up, and I've talked about this. You know, you look at the old photos from the, like there's some Gen X dude that does all these videos, and I mean, I think he's obsessed with the back in time, but like he does, but they're cool videos because it brings you back like sounds of your childhood and movie, and it bring like, remember these games, remember these things, remember when they had like the record player gum and all kinds of different things, and when you had to have like the 6 foot high bangs, you know, you had to sit there and make sure you didn't get, they didn't hit the ceiling fan. The chicks had like, they used like 5 cans of Aquanet every day. And all the things you had to do, remember when you had to tight roll your jeans and you had to sit there and you had to like tight roll them. And if you don't know, then you don't know. But those of you who remember tight rolling jeans and stuff like that, but here's my point. Those were all fads. The clothes we wore, they're fads. When the fad went away, when it became not cool anymore, guess what? Okay, I ain't wearing that shirt no more. Woo! I mean, some of the things we did back in the day, it'd be kind of neat to have had videos. But the things we did back in the day before there were tons, like where there was 24/7 access to cameras and videos and all this stuff, you know, but when you didn't, when the fad was gone, you could get rid of it or not do this anymore. Incapable of consenting, woman sues doctors that performed a double mastectomy on her at age 16 for gender-affirming care. This is coming from Breitbart, but this is a Minnesota woman who is suing doctors who performed a double mastectomy. And if you don't know what that is, like if you have breast cancer and they have to remove the breasts, they cut them off. And she's suing because they did a double mastectomy when she was 16 years old as part of her treatment for gender dysphoria. This is going back to these kids that, well, you're not real. You're depressed because you don't know what gender you are, yada, yada, yada. And you're actually a boy. I am? That's why I'm having problems? You don't think we all had problems when I was in school? Everyone made fun of everybody. Everyone picked on everyone. Dude, do me a favor. Please, do me a favor. Pick on them back. Dude, give them crap. They're giving you crap. Just give it back, right back. They'll respect you. Luca Hine, 21, began experiencing mental health issues when she was 16 years old. Her parents were in the middle of a divorce, and she began, and then she also began an inappropriate relationship with an older man online. It was at that time that hair began feeling uncomfortable with her developing breast and her period, and soon sought the medical guidance of University of Nebraska Medical Center. Within 55 minutes of her first session, Dr. Megan Smith Salas diagnosed Hen with gender identity dysphoria, according to the complaint filed in the district, because they just, you know, I mean, they don't do anything. Yep, yep. You know, you're having problems. Yep, I don't understand these breasts. I don't understand. Yeah, we had those too. We had girls that didn't understand, but I'll tell you later, that they didn't understand the developing of this and that. And guess what? You know what they did? That's part of growing up. It's part of being a kid. Yeah, you're going to have, as you get older, you're gonna take hair and you're gonna collect it from all the parts of the body where it never grew before, and you're gonna make a toupee to stick it on the top of the head where it doesn't grow. Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna take and shave your back, and you're gonna shave all these parts of the body where the hair never grew, and then you're gonna make a toupee out of it to stick on the top of your head. Yeah, those things, you're gonna have issues. But now, when you have problems with that, guess what happened? Oh, well, no, you don't know what you have gender identity dysphoria, and we're going to help them. We're going to permanently fix you. And at 16, she had a double mastectomy because they just, oh, that's what's going on. No, it's called, you're 16 years old. You don't know what's going on. And when you were 13, you were told that because you're having, you're weird, you're developing breasts and you're having periods, you're having things that you're not used to. And your body's changing, and you're not understanding, so they're just automatically, oh yeah, you got gender dysphoria. You think you're the wrong gender. And now she has permanent damage because they instantly, and I kind of side with her, this whole, like this teacher that came out, and she goes after, I can't teach anymore. There wasn't this gender fluid where, Like, supposedly you can get arrested and stuff if you misgender someone. I'm like, yep, I'm gender fluid when I go to Michigan, dang right. Within milliseconds, you can misidentify, okay? I can be, have fun, because you can gender me correctly. You can call me a man, and then a second later, call me a man, and, oh, nope, I identify as a woman now. You misgendered me. I want you arrested. I'm telling you what, man. What happened to this world? Let's go to... Genesis. So God created human beings in his own image. The image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Male and female, he created them. He created them, male and female. He didn't create males that, you might think you're a male, but you're not really, I mean, no. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord took out one of the man's ribs, closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib. He brought her to the man. At last, the man exclaimed, "This one is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She will be called woman because she was taken from man." This explains why the man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united as one. Now the man and his wife were both naked, but they felt no shame. Show me where God took a bone out and made another man. He made man and woman. the problem we have here, folks, is, see, the problem is when you're going through puberty and your body is changing, 30, you're going to have issues. You're going to have, you know, you're going to have confusion. You have some problems because your things are done. Nope, you're not having, there's no such thing as growing up and having changes in your body and learning to deal with the fact that you change as you get older. But now, when you're weirded out and you're not understanding why you're developing breasts or you're having a period or you're having a hard-on or whatever the case, guess what? Oh, no, that's not that. It's not. It's called gender dysphoria. What's normal in 99% of people on planet Earth, now it's gender dysphoria, and you don't know what's... It's because you don't know what gender you are, no? I don't understand anymore. Probably because we've gotten away from God. You know, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. The English Standard Version, because I love this because with this you can do cross-referencing. Some of these you can, now what you can do is if you have the time, you can do the cross-references in English Standard and then go back to the translation you use and then, but let's go, let's see what Psalm says. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Sounds a lot like putting your hope and faith and trust in God. You know? Don't worry, folks. And that's what we got to do in this world. We got to put our hope and faith and trust in God. You know? That's the problem. No one does anymore. Well, you know what? I'm going to put my hope in. It's okay, folks. I'm going to have the vaccine. I'll be safe. I'll be safe. I need to wear a mask. Is going to protect me. He's going to save me. I mean, you got actor Russell Brand accused of rape and sexual assault, and one of the women that supposedly came forward says, oh, yeah, it was consensual and this and that, because she talked to a news outlet. And when they were hoping to get, like, this juicy story, like, oh, he did this and this and that, and said, oh, we had a great time, and it was all consensual, and there was no any assault or rape or anything. They, like, don't want nothing to do with you now. It's amazing. When they don't have a story, when they don't have some juicy story, when they can't say, well, when they can't print a great article that this woman is refuting the claims, they're just coming forward because he was an anti, he's not establishment anymore. Russell Brand's not establishment, he's anti-woke. All of a sudden, poof, guess what, folks? Like Donald Trump was loved until he came out as a pro-American. Bye-bye. He stands for the Constitution. He wants to have rights. You know? It's sad. Like I said in the program, I want to just run for, like, some political office just to see what they can dig up on me. I've known people that ran for local office around here, and they investigated, and they had people, this dude paid, and, oh, yeah, this was going on. Yeah, she filed bankruptcy and this and that and all this stuff and has done all this, and it's like, wow. You know, it's like, how low can you go? You know? It's, I mean, like, no one's ever had issues. No one's ever had non-paid bills. Yeah, I remember when they had all these reruns of TV shows and stuff like on late night and stuff, and I'm like, you mean to tell me that there's no, the writers were striking, and I guess they write a lot of the stuff like these talk shows and this and that. I'm like, I thought the people did. I thought like Jay Leno wrote it all and this person did it all. You know, apparently, I guess, see, I don't follow the mainstream world because I guess they've been going on strike forever, these writers. And I guess Drew Barrymore said, screw this, I'm going to start my talk show back up. I don't care. And I guess everyone's like having a hissy fit and their panties are in a bunch because how dare she do this? She's undermining the union solidarity. Let me tell you, if they're not getting paid right now, let me tell you something. They have lost, I forget, like, they showed, like, these people that went on strike for, like, 2 weeks and how much they would have to increase their pay to even come close to even breaking even from what they lose from not working. It's not worth it. The amount of, unless you can say okay and they agree to every day you're on strike, you get all that paid back. But yeah, you know, I mean, I'm glad. I never looked in, I was never one of these, it's like I always joked about this, and it's like, where are your kids? I don't know where my kids, I don't know. You don't know where your, no, I don't. Where's John and Kate plus eight? John and Kate plus, I got the John and Kate plus eight app. Let me tell you, they are right now, they're at the San Diego Zoo. They are in the monkey exhibit. Well, three of them, they could tell you where John and Kate plus eight were, but they don't know where their own kids were. I'm glad I was never one that was idolized Hollywood or any of these. I never really watched any of them. Like, I always thought those Emmys and, like, the Hollywood Awards banquets were all scripted. Hey, if we have to give an award to someone, sorry, folks, we would give you the award, but we have to give it to an Asian. I mean, you were better, but, you know, we have to be inclusive. So, you know, we're gonna give it to an Asian person. We got to fill that quota there. I remember when I was at UP, the one job I had, and I was singing the Mexican-American song. Mexican-American, so let's get up early in the morning. And I was getting, you can't sing that song. You can't talk about that. I'm like, excuse me? That was written by Cheech Marin, a Mexican of the group Cheech and Chong, which Tommy Chong is South Korean. Are you kidding me? And they were like, someone's going to be offended by that. I'm like, a Mexican wrote the song. He was found in Canada. That's how far up he was. He's hilarious. You know, when I grew up, everyone made fun of everybody. It's what we did. But if anything happened to any of us, we'd be there praying, we'd be there, we'd give our arm so someone else could have an arm if they needed it. You might end up giving it to someone that wouldn't be appreciative of the arm, but it was a different world. You had keys to people's houses. Trust in the Lord and do good and dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. I'm loving this. 1 Chronicles 28:9. And you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every plan and thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. I'm doing a lot of scriptural verses and a lot of, because when I grew up, we're going backwards. So what if, put $1,000 I can steal in my hometown? I'm not going to steal. Let me tell you something. I want to see someone try to, if they ever put that in my hometown where if you can steal under a certain amount of, if you can steal under 10,000, like $1,000, they can't go after them. Let me tell you, I'll be, try to take something out of this store because I'll cold clock you. If I'm in there, let me tell you, I'll be cold clock. I'll be doing a clothesline. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. We'll solve everything with government control and laws. Look at how trashed California is. Look at how trashed Detroit is. Look at how trashed Chicago and New York is. They're bloodbath, homeless wastelands. You're going to put your hope and faith and trust in people who say they can fix the environment and clean up this whole earth? Yeah, okay, do me a favor. I'll support you 100% with your climate change effort. You clean up this. You permanently clean up California, get rid of the homeless problem, and get rid of the needles and the guns and all this stuff, and get rid of the violence and everything. Get it to where people aren't going into stores and looting and rioting and just stealing and pillaging. You clean up your state, then I'll get behind you. But it's never going to happen, so I don't have to. A deputy is ambushed, shot to death in gun-controlled California. They look at. Remember when they had that shooting, that mass shooting in France? You can't own a gun in France. How did that happen? I always joke. I'm like, I told one person one time, I'm like, yeah, I support a complete total gun ban. Because they're like, oh, I'm for gun control. I'm like, well, I am, but not, I doubt we're on the same page. You? Total, and because I'm a conservative, I'm like, yeah. I think we should ban guns 100% completely for anybody in the United States, no matter what. The Secret Service can't have guns. Our military can't have guns. Police can't have guns. No one for any reason can have a gun in America, no matter what. I'm not talking citizens. I'm talking the government. No one. No one. Like the president, why would he need guns to protect him? Why would he need it when guns aren't allowed in America? I'm like, but as you see in all these places where gun control is massively, highly controlled, if you haven't heard, and like, I want to bring up this article because, you know, where is it? Yeah, it's New York. And this is going to court, by the way. I think it's not going to last. They're trying to have like an ammunition tax and crap. Like $250 on yeah. Background checks for ammunition purchases and a $250 fee for ammunition sales are now the lay of the land. Well, that's what they want. Come on. Come on, you bigot. Seriously? Background checks? You don't think there should be background checks for ammunition? Because then what they'll do is they'll take law-abiding citizens and they'll put some, and it's the start of a red flag law. They'll find anything to red flag you. You can't buy ammo. You can't own a gun for any reason. They'll make up something. They'll make up whatever they have to ensure, and the red flag thing will be so vague that they'll you got caught jaywalking. Yep, you can never buy ammunition again. Sorry, click. They'll make up anything so that, just like the passports. That's just for COVID. No, they want to have a permanent passport that if it's green, you can, it's going to be a credit system. If you're a good model citizen, guess what? Your passport's going to be green and you can work. You're going to get credits. Okay, you get 10 gasoline credits. Okay? And well, don't go too far. This is about 5 credits out, because you're going to have 5 credits to get back, and then you're going to be out of your gasoline credits. Well, Well, that's if you want to go out, but do you really want to waste your... Because you got to have gasoline credits to get back and forth to work, you know? And, oh, you didn't get your flu shot. Oh, well, you have... I don't care if you're allergic to chicken or eggs or whatever. You have to get the... If you don't get the flu shot, your passport goes red and you can't go anywhere. And you're going to have to scan that. And to have a business, you have to have a passport reader. And if it... And you can't get into any store, no matter what it is, without the passport. You can have a passport reader, and you're gonna scan it, and if it comes up red, you can't go into any business. You can't go anywhere. Oh, you didn't have your 20th booster. Your passport's red. Good luck. Have fun. Welcome. It's coming. They have Whole Foods where you have to scan yourself. You have the thing that you scan and identifies who you are before you go into the store. Then it tracks everything you purchase. And then you have to, then it automatically charges you anything you get. See, I can go into Sam's Club all day long. I don't need to have my membership out. I don't even have to be a member of Sam's Club and I can walk around there. From what I'm told, you can get like stuff in their concessions without even having a membership. But I can walk around and do all kinds of stuff and leave the store and never buy anything. But it's just a, look at that bigot. How dare he not want a background check? We have kids dying. We didn't have kids dying left and right. We didn't have mass shootings when I was a kid. But guess what? We had morals and we had values. Not today. Not today. Let me be able to steal $1,000 without penalty in my hometown. How much you think I'm going to go on a $1,000 shopping spree? No. Because me and my wife were brought up with morals and values. And if you try to... And you try to take something from a store, I'm going to clothesline you.
I just tripped. I'm okay.
See, we grew up in a society where we had morals and values. My wife and I grew up in a society where we were one nation under God, and if we forget that, we'll be one nation gone under. Not today. Don't worry, folks. I'm going to put my hope and faith and trust in a gun control. In the law. I'm going to put, you know, we need to get rid of 50 million. If we lived by the 10 commandments, that's all we need. You know, like, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Real Genius, but the actor Mitch Gabriel Jarrett, he was caught in an underage sting operation. Well, I was just trying to wonder where the parents were. I follow one of my all-time. I love. I love watching like Gambaiters. I love watching, you know, Trilogy Media. I love watching, you know, all the different scam baiters, and they go out through the scammers. Pleasant Green. I love Pleasant Green because he does a bunch of stuff, like where he'll buy. Like, he'll go through the processes to get, like, that free refrigerator. And, yeah, if you want one of those, like little mini fridges that are Coke, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, whatever, buy one. You'll save yourself money. He goes through the process. I'm going to buy a bunch of stuff on Wish and see what I get. And some of the things, like when he's been on some of the websites, it makes you look like you're getting this, but when you read the fine print and look into it, you can't even select that option. So you get like a bicycle. Well, I'm going to get this bicycle for like $9, and it's like a little like horn. They go, eh, you know, and it's like probably like a 20 cents to make. And, you know, but on like Trilogy Media, they've gone after these predators. I made a mistake, you know. Okay, if you chat with an online girl that thinks she's 14, and you just decide to meet up, yeah, that might be a mistake. Yeah, it's just an impulse thing. When you talk for a month and have graphic conversations, I want to come over, give me your address, I want to come over, where's she? I want to see nudes, show me this, show me that, you know. When you go out, it's not a mistake if you do it for a month. And it's like, where are the morals and where are the values? What's going on with this world? Like, and what's bad is when they like, you got to call your wife. Well, we're calling the police, so you either tell your wife, you know, we got your address and everything, so we'll go over there and talk to your wife, or you call her on the phone. You're not leaving until we get her on the phone. Call her. And when this one person had to tell his wife that, hey, yeah, he's got a daughter. One guy had a daughter 13 years old, and he was going after to have sexual encounters with a girl the same age as his daughter. God's children are not for sale, folks. Let me tell you something. I have nieces and nephews, and I will go to prison to protect them. Got about 17 minutes left in the program, folks. But it's sad. And then they try to make it, oh, no, I was actually trying to, no, you don't understand. He has denied the accusations. Yeah, the 53-year-old actor has denied allegations, telling the TV station he was a victim of entrapment, and the other party sent explicit messages. He said he planned to meet the girl in person to tell her to stop texting and to let her off. Now, I don't know. Now, it doesn't really say if, like, he actually met up. But he made plans to meet up with the girl at the Santa Monica Pier on September 10th. But when he showed up, he found members of the CC unit waiting for him. Yeah, it's kind of funny because he, yeah, that, but, yep, yeah, okay. I was going to, what do you know? Yeah, I'm having sexual relations. Sorry, buddy, when you're having explicit conversations. Now, I could throw it back. The only thing I could say is, you know, if I had some girl when I was 13 years old saying, hey, I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this, but, yeah, honey, this is older man that was trying to get this 13-year-old, and what this 13-year-old was willing to do, would you try that, honey? Thanks. I've never done this, and I'm 48 years old. What is this, honey? Do you understand what she's wanting to do with that guy or what that guy's wanting her to do and she's okay with? Because I've never heard of this stuff. I mean, that's how bad it is. I mean, like, I probably haven't done some of the stuff that these guys are wanting to, you know. Sort of like that, what is it, the billing wall? Son, I know you know a lot, so I'm going to, you tell me what you know and I'll fill in the blanks. 15 minutes later, you can do that? Frank, you know, son, you got the name of the site? You know, it's a different world we live in. Not today. It's a different world we live in. Why do you think there are crap tons of people? Why do you think the number of people that I don't know what gender I am? Now it kind of makes sense, because when you have issues moving forward, because I questioned my body and things that happened and what was going on, but I never thought, oh, wait a minute, I'm getting an erection. Oops, what's that mean? You need to have it chopped off because I'm a woman. No. But that's how it is. When a woman's developing breasts, I don't understand. I'm confused. I'm telling you what. Yeah, we got to get back to putting God first place. But that's the problem. Like Greta Thunberg was charged again in Sweden for disobeying the police. And like after her like half an hour of community service, her full half an hour of community, that's 30 minutes. She's going to be, I mean, kids don't know anything. There's no morals. There's no values. Kids don't, that's why there are people that said that they were going to run out of fossil fuels in the 50s. I was told that in the 80s. Whoever comes up with a way to power a vehicle that's not gasoline, because we're going to run out of oil and fossil fuels, you're going to be a trillionaire. And it was acid rain and this and that. Kids don't, what state, what country is Hawaii in? Hawaii? It's its own country, isn't it? I think. I don't know. But who cares, man? We got to save the earth, man. You know, we gotta use toxic lithium and cobalt batteries, man. Because we got to run our cars on coal, fossil fuel, natural gas, electricity, you know? I remember I told someone, like, you know that those cars run on coal, natural gas, and fossil fuels? No, they don't, man. They're electric cars, dumbass. I'm like, what do you think produces the electricity that runs those? They get the electricity from coal, fossil fuels, and natural gas. Why do you think Germany has had to ramp up its coal plants and turn them back on? Because they're running out of power. When people have no electricity and people were freezing to death in France, they had to kick back on all this coal because, guess what? Being earth-friendly, they couldn't produce enough electricity, and there are people without electricity and were freezing to death. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. I want to find out how, I would love to, I got a question. I got a green business. I got a green new deal business, and I'm supposed to be getting like hundreds of billions of dollars. How do I get my share? See, like I joked about this all the time. I don't support the climate crisis crap. I just want my share of the billions that they're getting. Well, this is the problem you're going to deal with. You know, some of those, I would love to make, like when I heard what supposedly these Cisco truck drivers were making, I would make that in a heartbeat. You need to have a livable wage where you make like 10 bucks more than I do. See, I think we should just make like the minimum wage like $1,000 an hour. Yeah. Because if they have to get paid more, then they're going to have to charge more and everything's going to go up. I'd love to go to one of those. So what are you making? I know you're probably, what are you guys making? Because I guarantee, wow. Okay, yeah, you're making, because I know people that are union and they get like $36 an hour because they're union. Then if they're above the fifth floor, even if they're indoors, they get like 10 bucks more for danger pay. If they're outside, they get $25 in addition to that 30 bucks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's just crazy. This is what we live in, folks. Don't worry, folks. This is what we got to do. We just got to, I mean, I think we just need to have $100 minimum wage, and then we'll all be rich. Gonna be awesome. Wouldn't that be cool to have $100 minimum wage? Imagine what the hamburger's gonna cost at McDonald's. Imagine what nachos would be at Taco Bell if everyone made $100 an hour. That'd be probably like $40 for a thing of chips and cheese. Like that old Glenn Beck show when they had the ex-CEO of Burger King. Why don't we make it $75, $100 minimum wage? Make everyone wealthy. Why not? It's one of those things. Don't worry, folks. It's one of those. It's this world we live in, folks. I don't understand it. But this is what we got to do. We got to put our hope and faith and trust in God. Let's go to Psalms 73:24. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward, you will receive me in glory. Think about that as you're going through whatever you're going through, because we need to put our hope and faith and trust not in man, but in God. You know, like Proverbs 5:3 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Think about that. Think about that. Put God first. Watch him work. Got about 7 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into some Premier League while I think about it. Thank you so much for tuning in. You don't have to be in America to stand up for what you believe in, but, you know, Man United are getting flushed down the toilet. But, you know, and it's sad that everyone's like, Ten Hag out. Ten Hag's not the problem. We need to get rid of this. These bloody owners need to get put in the bin. They need to get put in the bin. It's what they need to do. But, no, it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. No, it's not okay. If 10 years hasn't seen that it's not a manager, that it's the same crap, that they're hoping to get an Alex Ferguson in there that's going to give them whatever crap, whoever we overpay for, whatever crap we give him, he's just going to make it work. We don't care. We're not going to get the manager who he wants, what he wants. It's sad. Because that's what's going on with this whole club. And it's a complete mess. And it's nothing. Ten Hag doing the best he can with what he has. There's not much you can do when you're given crap. It's not his fault that Anthony is doing what he's doing and Jadon Sancho is doing what he's done. It's like, grow up. I mean, I think one of the greatest quotes ever is from a movie, the movie Goal, when he goes, boys with big bank accounts are still just boys. And they think, oh, I've got, I'm not. No, there's, it's like, when I was in, you know, I was taught, yes, chef, no chef. They get in your face, there's a reason why. He's the manager. If he doesn't think you're doing enough, bye-bye. Kick it up a notch. Sit down and say, what could I be doing better? Should I be coming into, you know, ask that. Okay? Maybe you don't even have to ask it. Okay, you get in there at 6 o'clock in the morning if everyone gets in there at 9. Michael Jordan doesn't have, there's no such thing as Michael Jordan's not white. He has black privilege. It's called getting into the court at 5 a.m., practicing for 2 hours, then going to class, then after school playing for 6 hours, then going doing homework, then going to bed, then getting up at 5 and practicing for 2.5 hours. It's called busting your butt and working hard and making something. Not today. I'm a professional. You can't. I'm making $250,000. You can't just do this to me. No. If I'm the manager and if I don't think you're doing enough, bye-bye. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Ronaldo. I don't care if you're Rooney. I don't care if you're Jadon Sancho. I don't care who you are. If I don't think you're doing enough, step up your game. Work hard. It's not hard. He told me I ain't doing enough because you're not. Step up your game. You know? Either change your diapers or go somewhere else, because I don't want someone at the club that thinks they're better than the manager.
Hey, your big brother's home.
I'm telling you what. But it's great, though. It's great. There's not much he can do. There's the greatest gift in the whole wide room. Well, the greatest gift is God, but, you know, my wife. is amazing.
I love you.
And it's just one of those things, folks. And until you get proper owners in here, ain't nothing going to change. And if you haven't seen that by now, with David Moyes, with Van Gaal, with Mourinho, then I'm sorry, the same crap continuous. Nothing going to change. And there's people, I mean, Ten Hag is doing the best he can with what he was given, which is, I give the transfer window from a 1 to 10, 10 being best, about a 3. Also, when you look at the catastrophe going on, I can't believe there are people that are like, oh, Ten Hag's got to go. Ten Hag's got to go? He's the right man. Give him the right players. He's having to play with the crap he's got. He's having to play. It's not his fault. He's trying to do the best he can with the crap he's given. He's going to make mistakes. People wanted Alex Ferguson gone, but look at what he did. He turned the club around. But it took time. I think, I don't know, like when it's like a non-net goal, I don't know what the decision is. I don't think that was a position. I think we should have kept De Gea for another year, which, I mean, I don't. I think we should have kept him, and then, but then Anana is going to be a great goalkeeper. He's not going to turn around overnight. I mean, De Gea was not good in the beginning. But don't forget, folks, I want to thank you all for tuning into the conversation. We'll hope you feel a part of it. We'll hope you do, you know, stand up for what you believe in. Put God first and watch him work, and he'll change your life. And with a firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred love. And I will see you next week, because Wednesday I will be going out of town, so I will not be able to do a conversation. So see you next Monday. Good night, and God bless, and goodbye.